It has been projected that a quarter of restaurants that have been forced to close or do carryout due to the coronavirus will not come back. That is a prospect that faces many restaurants across the country. Kevin Roberts is co-owner of Bethany Blues, that has two locations, one in Lewis and one in Bethany Beach, and had geared up for carryout as the virus hit. So what has it been like, first of all, with the shutdown, and particularly we have this sort of reopening or mini reopening, as it were, going on. Has that had any effect on you, at least at this point?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. It's been tough. It's been a struggle. I mean, since day one, trying to keep everyone informed on a day-to-day basis, the staff, your management, just the whole team. How to move forward, how to deal with everything that comes up on a day-to-day basis with the guidelines. And it seems like there's a bit more structure coming out with the guidance. And God bless Carrie Leishman and the Delaware Restaurant Association. She's been at the forefront of this since day one. And, I mean, she's really put her neck out there for us to make sure that we're receiving the help that we need to get.
A lot of the restrictions said carry out only. Is that what you did?
Yeah. So even for right now we're restricted to carry out or delivery service for the next week or so until the guidelines are set where we're going to be open, be able to open to 30% capacity. But it's been difficult to kind of adapt with the changes that happen every day. But our team did, we've done a great job. I think we're some of the busiest locations on the highway with our carryout and delivery. With that being said, my kudos goes to my team and everyone involved. And a lot of businesses had to take off and do their own things, close down or temporarily shut down or work from home. Our employees were still coming into work, still adhering by the safety guidelines and having to adapt on a daily basis. And that in itself with the stress and the change in someone's life it can be tiresome, but we persevered and we're going to get through this.
Were you forced to lay some people off?
We did have to lay some people off. We did encourage anyone who wanted to stay to stay. And we continued to pay them. The entire management staff stayed on. A lot of our chefs stayed on. We started to bring people back about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, so that we're ready to at least go to the minimum capacity when we're allowed to reopen. And we even went as far as splitting up our teams who were working into a Team A and Team B. And they really didn't have any interaction throughout the day. So, and then we also had two separate teams of Team A and Team B, where a group of, seven or eight individuals would work one day, have the next day off. A different set of individuals would come in, and then they alternated the days throughout the week. So it's almost like we had two teams. And that, I think that really drove home how safe and how concerned we were for the safety of the employees who were working.
In our next segment, we talk with Roberts about the effectiveness of financial assistance and the future. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.